Queen Menopause, Finding Your Majesty in the Mayhem, written and read by Alison Datto. I had other names for this book, such as Losing Your Eyebrows, Gaining a Beard, Death to Tampons, Supermodel to Super Old, Menno What the Heck, Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Needing Chocolate, and Why Can't You Read My Mind, You Complete Bastard. If this book seems schizophrenic, it's because it is. Different parts of my personality running amok, powered by hormones. You'll hear me on my good days, and you'll hear me at my worst and lowest days. That's my menopause. I've attempted to be as honest as I can, as I truly believe it's the only way to get through anything, especially anything that's challenging. And for me, that's menopause. I needed to come back and rewrite the beginning of this book. This so-called adventure of menopause keeps changing on me. Just when I think I have it figured out, I'm spun around 180 degrees and thrown another cartload of symptoms and feelings. It's also become a profound teacher, teaching me about all the ways I kept myself small, quiet, ashamed, fearful of my power. This is not your typical self-help book. There are times when I've been writing this book and I've been the one desperately needing help. I don't have all the answers. My life is not tied up in a perfect bow. What I do have is a desire to share the story of my experience with aging, menopause, and self-love in the hope that it might resonate with you. Menopause is an earthquake, shaking my internal organs, spine, and joints, but most of all, the depths of who I am. I'm now realizing that this very well may be the whole point of menopause. Who am I? So, who am I to be talking about menopause? Simply, a female who's traversing the highs and lows of this time in my life. Some of you may remember me way back in the 80s and 90s as being a model, mostly known as a Dolly cover girl. Menopause has me thinking a lot about what my story is as a female. As I look back on my life, I feel this through line, a direct link between myself as a young girl who knew nothing about her body and the way it was changing and who I am now. I remember the first terrifying moments of discovering my cycle had started, something I had no knowledge about. I hid my period from my mother. I felt ashamed and scared that I had it. There was no joy, celebration, no honour in becoming a young woman. I think, like a lot of girls of my generation and before me, I was led to believe that periods were hideous and painful. So my periods were hideous and painful. Surprise! The changes to my cycle when entering perimenopause and my hot flushes were also something I had no idea about. And if society has its way, we are led to believe that not only is menopause also hideous and painful like our periods, but that we shall not speak of it. In making that link, I was determined to approach the end of my cycle, my fertility, in a different way to the beginning of it. I would not hide the fact I was in menopause. I would share what I was feeling, and I would somehow celebrate the resolution of my cycle.